This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I want to know. I'm here to inspect as to whether or not you are that exceptional American. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Naturally, the Mueller thing continues to roll out and Michael Cohen gets slapped for 3 years in prison. He had a moment of weakness, blind ambition, so on. And 70 hours of interrogation. It's almost like torture, actually, don't you think? Just a little side note. People are clamoring. I think clamoring for... Let's look into the transcripts. Let's find out what was being said and done by the attorneys for the prosecution. Yeah, let's see. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things, like I said, going on. France is still burning. Things are going on over there. Theresa May, we're going to talk about her in a second. Theresa May, she survives her coup d'etat, the no confidence vote. She survives it, but what will happen to Brexit? That's the next thing. She says she's learned some lessons in it. They will never repeat themselves. That's what they say, anyway. What can I say? So we got a lot of things going on. New California, we'll be talking about that in the third hour also. We're going to be talking about water, and the things that are going on with that. We might even talk about the hoax of climate change. I hate it when this happens, don't you? The hoax of climate change. Oh, yeah, and of course, the fire, Cal Fire, the people who burn things down now so that they can have an industry for themselves. Yeah, Cal Fire, they're talking about climate change and you got retiring officers who are saying, God, it's climate change. It causes all these fires. Really? Wow. Of course, if you had managed the forest better and the chaparral and the foothills, if you had managed it better, perhaps you might have a little bit of a different attitude. They're now calling themselves the, I think, the California Forestry Division. Ha ha! Really? After everything's Cal Fire, Cal Fire. Since the 90s, of course. Are they the criminals in this fire conspiracy going on in California? I guess you have to ask that question. Now, I don't want to disparage everybody in Cal Fire. I know a lot of people in Cal Fire. Believe it or not, I know a lot of people. And a lot of people aren't happy in Cal Fire. Because a lot of fingers point to them, unfortunately. There's finger pointing going on at them. And you hate to say that, but about first responders, right? Anyway, so Cal Fire under the scrutiny, 60 Minutes, I guess, did a thing. It's climate change and only in California. Is it climate change? Because we're so unique in California. The fruits and nuts reside here, so we're unique. Right. Only in California do you have climate change such as what we've seen, right? That's because, you know, and by the way, you don't see this kind of climate change. You don't see this kind of climate change in the forest that are being harvested for lumber on private land. Wow. Have you ever, maybe some people don't understand this, but there still are companies that are actually doing business in California on their own private property, and they're harvesting the timber, the lumber. Yeah, because they grow them themselves. They have their own farms, so to speak. I mean, vast square miles, hundreds of square miles of forested land that is owned by various private companies. And gee whiz, they harvest the lumber. And you know what? If you go out in those forests, which are distinctly different from those managed by the state of California and the federal government. Now, you can't put Donald Trump on the hook for this because he's saying, wait a minute, the way we have been doing this in the federal government for the last 30, 40 years is wrong. But if you go out on these private tracts of land like I've been in various and sundry counties, I'm not going to name them because the company's names will come up, but I'm not going to do that. But I've walked out there. I've been out there on those plots, and they're beautifully managed. I mean, the forest floor, there's nothing on the forest floor. It's like they've raked it all clean, but they don't have fires. They don't have climate change. Just some simple facts. But you go on the properties that are managed by the state of California. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let it burn, baby, burn. Special high-intensity training should follow there, right? Or is it special high-intensity treatment by Cal Fire, where they just let the duff burn, build up over years and then burn? Or could it be, accelerants that find their way into the tissue matter of the plants? There's a lot of things going on there. There's a lot of things to this so-called climate change hoax, and we'll definitely be talking about that. Okay, so what about Michael Cohen? I guess the big deal of the day for Michael Cohen is Michael Cohen got sentenced. 3 years in the slammer for him. And I think it's an unfortunate thing for him. I think he thought he was doing the right thing for the president. And whatever happens, I mean, it's kind of interesting. He caved when he shouldn't have caved. And it doesn't look like he had the best attorney in the world. Probably an attorney who was probably working counterintuitive to him. But there's still a lot of the things that are going to come out from this. This is not over. This is absolutely not over for him. Another little ditty that goes along with this is Mueller has been ordered to hand over data on Flynn questioning. Now, this is going to get into this questioning business. The whole business of the questions that are being asked of these people. And how they're being interrogated, how they're being tortured, basically. I guess that's really one of the things. Are they being tortured? Was Michael Flynn tortured? Was 70 hours worth of interviews to try and catch somebody in entrapment? Was that something that was going on? Huh? 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 With Michael Cohen? So the question about questioning comes up. That's something that comes up. says after one day after former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's legal team made the bombshell allegation that the FBI had pushed him not to bring a lawyer to his fateful Jan 24th meeting with agents at the White House. The federal judge overseeing Flynn's criminal case is demanding answers from special counsel Robert Mueller. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered Mueller late Wednesday to turn over all the government's documents and memorandum related to Flynn's questioning. The extraordinary demand puts Mueller under the microscope and sets a 3 p.m. Eastern Time Friday deadline for the special counsel's office to produce the sensitive FBI documents. Sullivan, who overturned the 2008 conviction of former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens after government misconduct came to light, is weighing how to sentence Flynn, who pleaded guilty to one count of lying to federal authorities during the 2017 interview in the West Wing. Flynn faced mounting legal bills that forced him to sell his home amid the prosecution, and Mueller has already recommended he receive no prison time. The judge's brief order states that Mueller can choose to file materials under seal if necessary. He ordered the Flynn team to turn over the documents backing up its assertions, and the judge could determine why the FBI apparently took a significantly more aggressive tact in handling Flynn's interview than it did during other similar matters, including the agency's sit-down with Hillary Clinton and ex-Trump advisor George Papadopoulos. Isn't this interesting? Torture by Mueller. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. We'll be right back.
Strategist Sebastian Gorka, and the author of another bestseller, The Deep State, Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz. I read this about General Flynn. Okay, Michael Cohen admitted to these things. I feel sorry for him and his family tonight, but he admitted to these acts that he was responsible for. He's changed his position on a lot of issues. Now the media, they only want to believe the version that helps their narrative.
Right.
That's fine. That's politics. But he was pushed into General Flynn, a 33-year war hero, 5 years in combat, forced in, told you don't need a lawyer. The FBI doesn't believe he lied, and then he's charged with lying anyway because he's bankrupt, can't fight it, and they're threatening probably his kid.
This is classic entrapment, Sean. If you listen to the testimony of the two FBI agents who don't think he was lying, if you look at what we now know about McCabe, who said, you don't need a lawyer, General Flynn. This is just an innocuous discussion. And then what do? They trap him in a process crime. Sean, everybody watching this show right now could be trapped in a process crime. I don't care how much of a Boy Scout you've been. Everybody has a faulty memory. And you say one thing on Monday when you think you're in a friendly discussion with some fellow patriots, you think FBI agents, and then a week later, 2 weeks later, you remember it differently. That's it. You've committed a felony because you have, quote unquote, lied to a federal agent. That's entrapment of General Flynn. And then we compare this to a man who secretly taped his conversations with his client. Think about that. Michael Cohen admitted he's a liar and he's the kind of guy who has no qualms. The most sensitive thing a lawyer has is his relationship with his client, that exclusivity, that confidentiality. This man taped conversations with who knows how many clients. One of them is now the president of the United States. I know which man I believe, and it's General Flynn. I worked for him in transition. I worked with him in the White House. He is a patriot, Sean.
You know, I don't... Jason Chaffetz, you are like me. We've talked about this. My mom was a prison guard. My dad in family court probation. So many people in the NYPD. So two guys made it to the FBI. Deity in my family. They were the highest of the high. Naturally, yeah. We are inclined, we want to help our FBI. But if you're in a situation now and you want to help them and you're risking, if you don't remember something properly, remember, he was illegally surveilled, illegally unmasked. They didn't use minimization and they leaked raw intelligence on this man. Nobody cares about the crimes that were committed where they literally had the transcript. So anything that's not perfectly matched up in an interview to the transcript means that's a lie. That's how they're going to view it. 33 years. This is how we're going to treat this man and tell him, yeah. Advise him, don't have a lawyer. What does that tell people that instinctively, like us, want to help our FBI? Not these corrupt officials at the top, rank and file, good field office FBI agents that are protecting this country.
Well, look, my grandfather was a career FBI agent. We have a great affinity for the FBI, but the upper echelon, it is now well documented, the bias and the animus that they had. And we have a great deal of thanks for General Flynn. And you're right, 33 years of service. What's also very striking to me, though, Sean, is the difference in the way justice was played out, because I was a very key player in what was going on in trying to get to the truth with Hillary Clinton and her email and the transfer of classified information to a non-classified setting, putting people's lives in danger. I mean, real lives in danger. And yet the five people around Hillary Clinton, they all got immunity agreements with no requirement to cooperate with the government, no ability for us, say, in Congress or the Inspector General's office to make sure that we could go back and get the truth about them. And then you contrast how the FBI was acting with Flynn and Cohen and others, and it just doesn't feel like justice is balanced.
Where is Horowitz on FISA abuse? Will we ever have an investigation into Hillary and the violation of the Espionage Act? Or let's say Dr. Gorka, forget me. Dr. Gorka has subpoenaed emails and he deletes them, wipes his hard drive clean, busts up his devices. Is he getting off?
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting off. I think he's going to jail.
I got the wrong last name.
No, you support this president, so that means there's a double standard.
When is that? Where is that justice? Or do we not have justice or equal application of our laws in America anymore?
Well, it doesn't feel like we are having that equal application of justice. I know that the inspector general is looking into the FISA abuse. That has expanded, and I don't think we're going to hear about it until the spring or so, because there's something like a million documents that they're probably having to sift through to get there. Now, once we have that information, the inspector general can't prosecute. We have not had, Donald Trump has not had an attorney general for two years.
On all of these other issues.
Well, we should have a special counsel.
One.
And we need a real attorney general. Yes.
We gave Putin
both
20% of our uranium and we have to import it. The FISA the warrant where literally a dossier is paid for, Dr. Gorka,
not Russian lies. Not only that, I think the biggest story is still out there, and that's the unmasking. I mean, we've talked about, for 6 minutes about General Flynn, a patriot who was trapped by a political use of the intelligence community and law enforcement. We know there are hundreds of Americans who were unmasked by the Obama administration. Why?
Because they wanted 300% increased rate.
Right. And then what happens just before the inauguration, the president says, oh, let's share all of this intelligence with seven times as many agencies as we did before, because who knows, maybe we can bring down the presidency. That's what we're talking about. The politicized use, the weaponization of the intelligence community, and potentially hundreds of Americans are affected.
Yeah, more than 100 or hundreds being affected. You know, the question is, when will this ever end? Because it needs to end, and I think the president needs to bring it to an end as much as possible, as quickly as possible. That's just my, you know, if I could, I'd say, you're done, Mueller. The circus is done. I'd like to see what's going to happen with this judge, though, in the Flynn case. Because there is no there for Flynn. There never has been a there for Flynn or anybody in terms of the Russian collusion business at all. It's gotten just so far off the mark, it's time to end it. It doesn't look like Mueller has any intention of ending it unless the president ends it. I think it's about time that the president end it. Just, you know, for the sake of the country, we've got other things we got to do now at this point in time. And of course, the world is screaming at us to get on board with putting an end to it all. Now, what I'm talking about is what we're seeing in France right now. The war with the globalist is on. This deep state's here. We know that. And everybody said, well, we can't do anything about the globalist thing until we take care of the deep state thing. It's all one and the same. We now have allies in Europe, of all places, to fight the deep state, to fight the globalists. It's all one and the same enemy. I hope that we can get rid of this Mueller thing as quickly as possible. Flip the script on him. Perhaps this judge will give us a little bit of an inkling. But I go along with Newt Gingrich, and I don't like this. I don't do this very often. But I want to see the testimony. I want the world to see what was going on with Michael Cohen for 70 hours of interrogation. What's up with that? You know, basically what they were doing is getting an answer from him that they wanted to hear. Something that will be, they could twist and be used as an indictment against the president, or at least political fuel for the fire, as we get with the Democrats who are coming in to that point. And how did they get there? Well, they used a lot of, ballots. Oh, hello. Provisional ballots all around the United States. And again, that's another problem we have to deal with, too, is get rid of this electoral system. The federal government needs to step in here. The states are out of control. Now, I'm a state guy. Don't get me wrong. I believe in the 10th Amendment. But when it's being destroyed like this, when our right to vote, destroying our Republican form of government, the federal government has to step in and stop this, because there is a guarantee, by the way. Number one guarantee in the guarantee clause is a Republican form of government. That's what is guaranteed to all of us. And destroying our voting system destroys that right. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And we're trying to pick up the volume here. Oh, there you go. Oh, there I am. There I am. Little studio tricks going on here, of course. Sleight of hand, anyone? Anyway, yeah, Michael Flynn. I'm a big fan of Michael Flynn. I've always been a big fan of Michael Flynn. So I'm kind of, I get a little testy talking about him, you know. Because I think he's one of the winners in the world. He's a patriot. There's no doubt about that. He's always been a fantastic patriot, and to see him treated like this, you know. And this is what is going on. This is what has been going on, of course, with so many crazy things with this whole Mueller investigation. And like I said, it's got to stop. It's got to end, in my opinion. It's now time for it to end. But that's just me. That's just me. I think we could probably get it to end this way, actually. Okay, big deal now going on. I'm going to switch gears on you here. I'm changing the script as we speak. No Christmas party for you. Donald Trump feels, you know, so strongly about his anti-press bias that he's canceled the White House Christmas party for the press. Now, don't you hate it when a plan comes together? I'm serious. Trump cancels White House Christmas party for the press. Exclusive. President Trump has canceled the White House Christmas party for the media, making the decades-old tradition a victim of his increasing contentious relationship. I hate it when this happens. Don't you? The annual Christmas gathering was a significant perk for those covering the White House, as well as other Washington reporters, anchors, and commentators, and New York media executives would regularly fly in for the occasion. At its peak, the invitation-only numbers grew so large that they were two black tie events, one for broadcast outlets and one for print organizations. No more. No more for you. No more for you. Melania makes her little trip aboard an aircraft carrier, making a lot of people happy. Melania Trump makes first lady history with ride in an Osprey. Now, if you haven't seen these Osprey aircraft, they're really, really something else. They're like helicopters with wings, you know, and they really refined, but a lot of people actually died in the Ospreys or in the early days, but they're really marvelous aircraft. In fact, when Trump was out here at the Paradise Fire, it was pretty obvious that anyway, they brought in two of these Ospreys along with his Black Hawk helicopters, Marine 1 and Marine 2, and then the Ospreys. Tilt rotor aircraft takes off and lands vertically. Mrs. Trump flew from, listen to this, Joint Base Anticosti Boiling in Washington to Joint Base Langley in Hampton, Virginia, and on to the deck of the USS George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier, and then back. She later tweeted about her incredible flight and visit with service members. And Virginia, Mrs. these service guys. The first lady shows up, a beautiful first lady, I might add, shows up, and they're like, ah. What do you do with that? Hello. They just have to kind of laugh about that. In Virginia, Mrs. Trump checked out the F-22 Raptor stealth fighter jet and addressed service members, noting that many had recently returned from deployment. She had responded to such natural disasters as Hurricane Michael, which devastated some of the Florida Panhandle. I'm honored to be able to say welcome home and thank you for answering the call of duty, she said. I think that's great that she's doing this. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Hannity aboard the carrier, Mrs. Trump said, the hardest part of being First Lady is dealing with the opportunists who are using my name and my family name to advance themselves, from comedians to journalists to performers and book writers, she said. The problem is they're writing history, and it's not correct. That's I think that's a pretty good observation on her part. That's kind of interesting. California malls text. Okay, we're going to get into this text messaging business. You know, text messaging, the state wants to tax you on that. New California, anyone? Okay, anyway. This is one, though, that I think it will shock you. Absolutely shock. It should shock you. Parkland Shooting Commission. Remember that? The shooting in Parkland, and we get this David Hogg guy. Remember that? And all of a sudden, you know, instantly, and as we started to report to you that night, everything starts to really, 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 the whole story starts to unravel on this whole Parkland thing as it's done, and why the FBI has never solved all this stuff. You know, oh, they got the guy. Yeah, right. There's some real issues going on in the FBI. But listen to this, all you Second Amenders out there. Listen to this. The panel investigating the Florida high school massacre recommended Wednesday that teachers who volunteer and undergo extensive background checks and training be allowed to carry concealed guns on campus to stop future shootings. Hey, Jerry Brown. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission voted 13-1 to recommend the legislature allow the arming of teachers, saying it is not enough to have one or two police officers or armed guards on campus. By the way, they stood down. I made my call when this was going down to my friend who lives, he's a national known figure, I might add, to my friend who lives not far from Parkland. Same community, Broward County. Guess what? You know what he was telling me? He was telling me that this Scott Israel, the sheriff there in Broward County, had told his people to stand down. They're told to stand down. Stand down and not go in and shoot the shooter who's killing kids, teachers? Where's that in the report? And he was right, by the way. We found out he was, I mean, everybody found out he was. I was told that the morning of when that, the afternoon of when all this was going down. Remember, it happened just before the end of school. And I said, there's something wrong with the picture here. Where's the security? Where's the sheriff? And they had multiple millions of dollars to have those sheriffs there in that school. Something wrong with the safety plan. Remember, I used to do these safety plans. Something wrong. And, of course, the whole story starts to fall apart within the hours following it. As more people start to come forward and real experts in it, Mr. Hogg. Now they're saying, yes, teachers should be armed. Go figure. Teachers should be armed. It's about time. All teachers should be required to be trained in safety procedures relative to guns and be allowed, if they so choose, to have the training to carry and possess a concealed weapon on campus. End of subject. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. 821R.com. So all of you second amenders out there, second amenders, like second offenders, you're amenders. You two A's out there, you got to be happy with something like that. I am. I think this is the only way to stop these school shootings. In fact, it is the only way to stop them. The only thing you can do is stop someone who has a gun with another gun. Hello? Hello? That's the way it works, guys. That's absolutely the way it works. People don't believe that, but it's true. Absolutely true. So teachers, go out and get your CCW. I say teachers, get your CCWs. Of course, it's going to be tougher in California because of all these restrictive laws. The only way you're going to straighten out California is to, of course, have a new state. And that's what we're doing in the new California state movement. It's growing, by the way. We're growing. We're doing more and more and more and more and more and more. More things to make you understand how it's supposed to be. Okay, let's get on to Brexit and May. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing. What am I going to do? Oh, links. I'm going to go to links, links, links. And interesting thing about our links page. If you go to links, Preferred Agenda 21 Radio links. Front pages of the UK. I can't resist it because Miss May, Dismay. No, it's Miss May. She goes through this whole torturous thing about whether to stay or go, or that whether they're going to throw her out, basically, a vote of no confidence. And this is what the daily papers are saying from Paperboy. Now just let her get on with it, okay? That was from the Daily Express. Daily Mail, now let her get on with the job. Are these two guys related? No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at some tiles of paper, the front covers of these, because, you know, they just glorify everything every day, so everybody, you know, wants to pick up these big pictures. And it's lame duck for Christmas. That's what the mirror says. Her goose is cooked, she says. That's from the Daily. I gotta bite on this one. It says Brexit, Theresa May to join EU summit after surviving vote. That's what we're getting at here. Now this is coming from the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail, I say again, the Daily Mail, says Brexit, Theresa May asking EU for backstop assurances. Uh-huh. Theresa May, okay, this is her problem, so you might not understand. She is in a pickle. She's in the pickle jar. She's trying to get out. It's a visual. The pickle jar, and her face is going, ow, let me out. She just survived this vote of no confidence, and she's in good shape. So, anyway. But now she's got to deal more robustly, if you will, with this Brexit strategy to withdraw Great Britain from. Remember, they voted on this. This is a Nigel Farage business. They voted on this. And in the vote, they said, Great Britain out, no more sucking off the teat of the British people for the EU. No more for you, EU. So now she's got to negotiate the best deal for withdrawal. And this prior to this no confidence vote, she sucked at what she did. And people were ticked because she was giving away way too much to the European Union. I mean, might as well just stay in there, right? And of course, that's what a lot of people wanted to do. They wanted it, the totalitarians, the globalists wanted the EU to stay, or excuse me, Great Britain to stay in the EU. But naturally, because the EU is a globalist organization. And then the yellow vesters come out, right? The yellow vesters, we're going to call them the yellow investors. The yellow vesters from France and now New California. They come out and say, wait a minute, stop this globalism stuff. Let's stop the high prices in gas. Let's stop all this stuff about carbon taxes and the Paris Peace Accord. Let's get out of that business. So they have a vote, and Brexit prevails. Great Britain says no to EU. They're out, no more of this. You know, because the bottom line, the EU is going bankrupt. They don't have enough money. They're running out of other people's money. It sounds like California, doesn't it? They're running out of other people's money, and there's going to be a big, big bind. And by the way, what's going on with this recession that's starting right now? Spells something for California and the EU. But the EU says, no, 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 we want to hold on to as much of Great Britain as possible so that we can get money out of them because we need the money. That's that tit-suckling thing going on I'm talking about. So Theresa May comes up with a deal, and everybody says, a repulsive, not working, we give up too much, we're not going to do that. So then that no confidence comes in. So now she's got to go back, and she's got to meet with everybody in the EU again, start to fashion out a different deal. That's really what the public in Great Britain is demanding. Even though you've got those globalists who definitely still want to do what they want to, keep them in. Not happening, though. I don't see that as a possibility. Now, they got a thing here that says the British border Brexit backstop. That I'm not too sure I understand what the British border or the Irish border Brexit backstop. It says a key part of the Brexit negotiation was about the border that separates Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Okay, so you get back into this Catholic-Protestant thing going on. Last month, EU leaders approved a withdrawal deal in the UK with the UK that includes an agreement on the Irish border. Both sides committed to avoiding the return of a hard border, physical checks and infrastructure after Brexit. This is where the controversial backstop comes in. The backstop is a position of last resort to maintain an open border on the island. On the island of Ireland, in the event that the UK leaves the EU without securing an all-encompassing deal. Aha. Jurisdictional issues. That's the backstop, they say, for Ireland. Just part of the deal for EU. I think it's going to be resolved quickly. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also the sister site, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there. You're going to be selling yellow vests, anyway. Lots of things happening. Lots and lots of things happening. We're going to also be talking about the water situation and this whole thing with Cal Fire. Yeah, Cal Fire. How do you like that, Cal Fire? How's that working out for everybody, Cal Fire? And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Cal Fire, all the things are going on there. Climate change. Right. How's that working out for everybody? Climate change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, climate change. That's a good one. Climate change starts so many fires. It's just amazing how climate change, and especially in California, and it's only the climate only changes in California. Did you notice that? Oh, it's happening. It's breaking out all over the place. Climate change. Well, right now, but you know, by the way, we're coming up to the shortest day of the year. Now that's climate change. And it could actually be global cooling, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.